New York's craft beer industry received a boost earlier this year when Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation that will benefit craft and farm breweries throughout the state. Craft brewing has deep roots in New York, reaching back to colonial days when English and Dutch settlers brewed their own beer, and now it's seeing a resurgence. Our story comes from Luke Tubia with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.
If you stop for a drink at the Nail Creek Pub in Utica, you'll have your choice of beers you may never have heard of. There's Nail Creek's own brew, plus other New York State beers like Ithaca and Southern Tier. These are craft beers, produced by small independent breweries. They brew less than 6 million barrels a year, and they're made with traditional ingredients. That means just hops, malt, and yeast. Manager Ted Hebern says the freshness of the ingredients is a big reason customers like craft beer.
Saranac does a wet hop IPA. They use all the hops from Hop Farm in Bridgewater. You know, it's small batches, freshness comes into play. It's almost like, why not craft beer?
That's a good question. More consumers are choosing distinctive craft brews as an alternative to larger mass-produced national brands. David Katleski of the New York State Brewers Association said craft brewing has tripled its market share in New York and will continue to grow, partly because consumer tastes are changing.
Demand for craft beer has increased dramatically, more so over the last 10 years than anything else. And I think it's been driven by really a changing consumer palate. People are just drinking differently.
And with 75 craft breweries now operating statewide, beer drinkers have no shortage of options. Take Brewery Omegang in Cooperstown. It opened in 1997 but has seen a growth spurt in the past few years. Omegang specializes in innovative Belgian beer, which uses various types of yeast to produce different, sometimes fruity flavors. The beer at Omegang recently won 4 medals at the European Beer Star competition in Germany. The Belgian style is something that brewmaster Phil Leinhardt says came naturally to Omegang.
Our DNA and our inspiration is always like kind of traditional Belgian styles. We don't make lagers or like American ales. Some of our core beers are very traditional Belgian styles with a little bit of an Omegang twist.
This is the larger end of the scale. The FX Matt Brewing Company brews and bottles several beers under the Saranac brand, as well as more traditional lagers. They've been brewing here since 1888, and CEO Nick Matt says the craft brewing philosophy is still the same.
Saranac is clearly perceived as a craft beer by the consumer. It's seen as, it isn't seen as far out as some others, but that's very conscious, too. You know, our Saranac brand, we make the beer to be distinctive but drinkable. That's the brewing philosophy.
New York State is doing a lot to help keep these breweries around. Last summer, Governor Cuomo signed legislation that included 3 bills to help grow and expand the craft beer industry in New York State. The bills will protect an important tax benefit for small breweries in New York, allow craft brewers to expand their operations by opening restaurants or selling their products at events like farmers markets without any red tape. It will also exempt breweries that produce small batches of beer from paying a small annual fee to the state liquor authority. Nick Matt is happy with the attention from the state.
The production credit is a great help. That's the thing there. We lost the excise tax break that small brewers had, and the governor really steps up and did a good job in terms of leading the effort to get a production credit.
New York State currently ranks 4th in the country in beer production, and the state is well-suited for craft brewing. And as craft brewing grows, so do the job roles. 2,200 people are currently employed in the New York State brewing industry, many of them in craft breweries. According to Pat Hooker, craft brewing has grown 70% to 80% in just the past 10 years. Hooker is a senior director of industry development for New York. He says the state is excited about craft beer. If someone asked him about starting a brewery, he says his answer would be simple.
Do it. You know, one of the greatest assets we have is abundant land well-suited to produce this stuff. There is an incredible demand for local food products, local beverages, among our consumers, so I think you'll find a ready audience if you start.
But you don't have to brew in your basement to enjoy a distinctive craft beer. New York's locally produced beers are increasingly available at supermarkets and pubs. And if you don't find one you like, don't worry. There won't be a shortage of new brews in New York anytime soon. For WRVO, I'm Luke Tubia with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.